Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we've got a marvelous guest chef. Well, she's not even a guest chef anymore. She's just one of the regulars of our chef entourage that we've got going on here. So I'm going to go ahead and get my co-host, Miss Amy Frost. How are you tonight?
I'm feeling kind of halfness. I'm not feeling like I'm all here. I'm feeling halfness tonight.
Maybe you need some wholeness.
I don't even know.
Because we've got Miss Kelly Caspar in the house. Hey, Kelly's going to be helping us to come to a new place of wholeness and stillness, and I'm excited for where she's got all this stuff going on. So, Miss Kelly, how are you tonight?
I am great, and I'm so glad to be here with you, too. Thank you.
Oh, are you know what? We just love hanging out with Miss Kelly, whether it's on the show or wherever. We just love hanging out with this girl, let me tell you. So just right off the bat, for anybody who's new to the show, Kelly and Amy have been great friends for a little bit while, and I got introduced through Amy to Kelly. And Kelly is an amazing massage therapist. She does water massage, which is an amazing thing. She's got she does cranial work, and also works with healing touch, high touch that she does too. So it's almost like, what doesn't Miss Kelly do? Because she's so darn talented with all the work she does. So Kelly, you want to give everybody kind of a little synopsis of just kind of your full scope of your gifts and talents, so people can kind of get a sense of all the different things you bring to the table.
And I kind of liked it, because the times we're in, Miss Kelly, kind of look at, you know, what your life, your calling, your genius has been, and what you see happening or something like that. Does that make sense as a question? Do you understand my question?
Okay. Sure. So by license, I'm a massage therapist. By passion, I'm a craniosacral therapist, and I work fascia. I am a licensed spiritual practitioner, and so both the body and the spirit have always been a huge part of my world. I have a degree in hospitality administration from UNLV, and so welcoming people, helping them feel safe and comfortable, I got a degree in it. And I started learning energy work and grounding and clearing and meditation and distance healing and generational work around the dining room table when I was about 7. Growing up, the first 10 years of my life, there were, we'll just say, some drama and trauma. When my mother departed when I was 9 and we moved in with my dad, my dad had to really kind of go far to the other side to help my brother and my sister and myself heal. And so growing up with my father, our health care was grounding and clearing and meditation and energy work and generational work, chiropractic. So all of those things have just sort of been separate in my world and sort of incorporated in little ways. And at this point, we're in the midst of the pandemic that is really changing how we do things. And I really think that it's calling us forth to be our highest, most authentic selves and really do what we're here to do, and it feels painful and scary and uncomfortable and all those other things. All that being said, my primary function has been putting my hands on people and listening to what bodies said through hands-on. And I'm not allowed to do that for the next 30 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is really being called forth from me, and what's really being called forth is just how do we heal all the stuff that is unsustainable and unhealthy in our families, in our relationships, in our work, in our world, and how do we really get to wholeness and stillness? Because when I looked at all the things I've done and how I do them, it's really about getting to wholeness and stillness.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm moving into doing things remotely and distantly that I learned how to do around the dining room table when I was 7. So.
And I love, and you know, we've had a lot of conversations, you know, in general, but in the last few days, especially, when you talked about how, doing high touch in
yes.
a remote way, which I yeah. love, and around the table, and you and I and Robin have had this conversation about teaching, I don't know if even teaching is the right word, but supporting people in stepping in to, of course, their highest and most authentic self. And you've always said it needs to be around the dining room table. And, of course, Robin created Transformation Cafe a long time ago. I've been on the train, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I guess I need to go back and look. But this seemed just like a great synergy, right, that here we are
right.
at a table.
Right. Right. Because, you know, we've all been to seminars, and we've all learned a lot at different seminars we've gone to, and I know the three of us and probably everybody who's listening has
mm-hmm.
been to many seminars and gotten different information that was fabulous, but we didn't apply it past that weekend for very long.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And when we don't apply the information past the weekend, it becomes that moment of bliss, but what actually really changes things is our consistent showing up and doing something every day. And it could just be a 5-minute thing, and it could be, you know, a 3-hour thing, depending upon the day and what's going on. But that's how
mm-hmm.
it happened at the dining room table too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Growing up,
mm-hmm.
there were times when we would play games after dinner, and part of what we got to do, my dad was teaching us telekinesis by rolling dice for dishes. And it got to the point where, you know, we started out rolling threes, and in particular my sister and I got so good at it that we had to change the number every night. And then it evolved to the point where we had to change what we were rolling for every hand, because my dad was teaching us the telekinesis using dice for dishes. I have
Boy, that's motivating. That would motivate me.
Dishes.
I would have got really good at that.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
And one thing that comes to mind as you're saying that, I know a few people who do this exercise or game or whatever you want to call it, at their dining room tables when their family eats together, and they have different names for it. So something like the pit and the peach, and they go around and everybody would say what was the pit or the not-so-great thing that day, and then say what was the great thing, the peach. Or you could, you know, I've heard it called different names. And I love that. You know, we kind of like maybe do that at Thanksgiving, I'm more of a mass of us, but it's more, what am I grateful for? Not the pit. And I think it's so important to be able to own what's going on and be envision and doing the work to go where you need to go. And I love, we had this whole thing about wellness and stillness, and you know, I had a couple conversations
we've got a bunch of them, but a couple that have really been pointed on what is next for you. Like I'm doing, Robin's doing, I think we're all doing it, whether you know it or not, my friends. You're going to be having this conversation with yourself. who am I? What's my work? Who are my relationships after this? Because this is going to change all our lives. But you talked about being a wholeness and stillness facilitator practitioner. I love that. And we've had a lot of conversations about your gifts and your talents and your genius. And it looked like a mm-hmm. whole bunch of different projects. And so we've mm-hmm. been working on that for many months. And then all of a sudden, since this has happened, it went, oh, my God, this is it. And it all falls within that.
It does. And I've got to say, Kenya was sitting next to me while I was in meditation yesterday, petting and purring. And I think Miss Kenya helped me channel that clarity.
Of course. Of course.
Because, you know, that's what
cats
do,
are
right?
for. And she's probably trying to
for clarity.
Yeah.
Channel clarity.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And right, she's looking at you like, really? It just took you this long, finally?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like only a cat can do.
Absolutely. And everything I do with bodies is about remembering it's all connected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anybody who's known me for more than a week has heard me say, I've heard that rumor, it's all connected. That means your toes are connected to your brain. And your anger is attached to your knee, and it's all part and parcel of everything. And that little one who's scared and frightened is part of it, and that future one who's already made it through and knows how to do it is part of it, and the 254 ancestors whose DNA helped create us in this physical form are part of it.
Wow.
And then we bring people and bodies and beings into stillness with whatever tools are working at that moment.
And with Transformation Cafe, our focus has always been about supporting seekers. And I think more people are recognizing their seekers, whether they knew mm-hmm. it or not before now, and they're mm-hmm. feeling that seeking.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I really want to honor you for, Kelly, for coming to our table to talk about this transition, and they're seeking towards that yourself, right, being your highest and your most authentic self, and sharing
mm-hmm.
with us, you ain't got it all figured out. You thought you had it figured out many times in your life, like all of us. And
mm-hmm.
now it's like, okay, here we go again. I'd love to have
mm-hmm.
you talk about what you're doing at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time every day and Thursday.
So, again, anybody who's known me for a week knows that tech is not my skill set.
They have to know you all week to know that.
Right. And this week is not the week you might not
like 5
you might figure that out.
Yeah, same with me.
And part of what came through me talking to Amy and talking to some other friends is really how do we do the high touch right now? Well, we have to do high touch through technology because we're not allowed to actually physically touch each other right now.
Yeah.
And came out of my mouth, I had agreed to do like a 5-10 minute little quick thing on Facebook, and at the end of it, it came out of my mouth that I was committing to be there every day at 1:30 on Facebook and just kind of have people have an experience of breathing and getting in touch with body parts and or ancestors or whatever comes through in that 10 minutes. And it's actually been kind of fun, and it's led to some structure for myself and some other people is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge growing edge for me. And still probably is. And then on Thursday at 2:00, and again, this is the tech part. So my plan is that on Thursday at 2:00, I'm going to do a half hour Zoom thing. I'm going to lead people through a 7-generational process. And the generational process is really about bringing our whole line, our whole lineage to that wholeness and that stillness point, because they literally did not have the tools. They did not have the tools. But we have the tools, and so they can do their part of it. We can do our part of it, and we can heal to completion and not pass the unhealthy and unsustainable stuff on. Right? And so my plan is at 2 o'clock on Thursday, Pacific time, I'll be doing a half-hour Zoom thing leading people through the guided meditation of the seven generations. And if you're interested, please send me an email at kellyland14@gmail.com, K-E-L-L-Y-L-A-N-D, number 4@gmail.com, and tell me, just put in the title Seven Generation, and I'll send you a Zoom link. And hopefully that'll all work, and yay.
Well, something's going to happen for sure. What? We don't know. But something's going to happen.
Something will happen. Something will happen. And then from that,
with the 130s at Facebook, you'll be talking about that tomorrow as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that way, hopefully people can go over to, now how do they find you on Facebook?
I'm doing it on my personal. So it's Kelly Kapsar, K-A-P-S-A-R.
Okay.
And her beautiful face is there.
I don't know what that looks like. Do you have to friend me? I don't know.
I'm not sure about that, but it never hurts to friend, you know. So
oh, that's true. I don't think you would have to. I don't know if you,
exactly.
I don't think
know.
You have to be a friend to be able to participate in a live chat. I could find out. Let's talk to the kidders, you know, get the kids
that's
involved
right.
in here
yeah.
and find out. That would be a good
exactly.
thing to find out. Yeah, that would be good to be able to do that too. So before we end today, I want to do your Gmail address one more time. So we talked about being able to kind of experience a little bit about the meditation itself. And I'm excited to go ahead and when we had our conversation about what the show was going to look like, we were really asking Kelly to create something that would be kind of a precursor for getting into Thursday's event and kind of helping you to just get calibrated in a way that when you come in on Thursday, you'll be able to really be that much in a place where your body and your spirit and whatever you need to have ready will be ready to be able to do some of the clearing and just recognizing things that you're ready to let go of. So,
okay. So I'm going to give a little explanation, then I'm going to do a quick meditation with this.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
So again, if we're at the bottom of a V and our mother's 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 mothers go up the left side of that V and our father's 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 fathers go up the right side of that V, if we go back just seven generations, there are 254 people that contributed to your DNA. And again, they did not have the tools to do the healing. They didn't know it was even something that needed to happen. And maybe you've responded to something. Maybe your response to this this corona is different than what you expected of yourself. Maybe you find yourself buying a lot of groceries. Maybe you find yourself locking yourself in your house when you're a really social person generally. Maybe you find yourself acting a little different. And possibly what that is that one of those ancestors, those emotions, that experience had not been healed. And so when a similar kind of experience comes up, that one takes over and you act out of character for yourself, right? And it's not good, it's not bad, it's just, oh, look at that, that may not work for me. Being said, I want you to close your eyes And just take a breath into your hips and into your feet and into your shoulders. And into your fingertips and the ends of your hair. And so the beauty of this work is that you do not have to know who your ancestors are by name or by picture or anything like that, because your DNA knows them and their DNA knows you. Okay? For now, we're just going to go back 3 generations. And right now, I want you to ask yourself, are you willing to release fear from the family line? And assuming you get a yes, move up to mother, father, one, your mother, your father. And ask if they are willing to release fear from the family line. And sometimes they will stare and sometimes they will just not answer. And I figure if they do not actually say no, I take it as a yes. Sometimes I'll have conversations and say, hey, but do you see what holding on to fear is doing? It's really not serving us. And if they're just willing to let it go, it kind of softens the energy. And so we take a breath and we go up to your mother's mother and your father's father, mother, father too. Them, if they are willing to release fear from the family line. And when you get a not no, we move up to mother, father three. Them, if they are willing to release fear from the family line. And then right now what's coming up is that peace is the opposite of fear. And so ask what color represents peace to you. Right here, right now. And see that color of peace being passed down to Mother, Father, Three, who enjoy it and enhance it and teach it and pass it down to Mother, Father, Two. Who enjoy that peace and teach it and enhance it and pass it down to mother, father, one, your parents. And see your parents enjoying peace and teaching it and enhancing it and passing it down to you. See yourself enjoying and enhancing and teaching that peace and passing it down to your children or the inner children of anybody you ever work with. And take a breath, coming gently back to this time and this place, telling your body, thank you for accepting these changes with grace and ease. And Robin, if you or Amy would like to know, let me know what you noticed, that would be lovely.
Well, I'll tell you mine, this is, you know, cracking me up. I talked about that pit and the peach, you know, exercise mm-hmm. at a dinner table. And you said peach, and I mean peace. I can't even say it. Peace, and I mean with the peach.
Peachy.
So I saw
peachy
peach.
Man.
I could taste peach. I could smell peach. Right. Mm-hmm. So it was really easy to accept it and pass it on. Mm-hmm. It was really fascinating. And for me, I've been really paralyzed about taking my work to the world, and mm-hmm. I'm sure it's so visceral and it's so freezing me that it has to be from the line. I mean, because I don't tend to be like that. So I'm anxious, maybe anxious, excited, maybe both, to see what happens, mm-hmm. you know, from doing this work.
Yay.
Peachy.
Well, yeah, peachy. It's peachy. I love that. I love that it's peachy. That's good. makes a peach cobbler or something good like that.
I
anyway.
Know, right?
I know. Delicious. For me, I've done the process with Kelly, and the first time that we did it together, I definitely felt the hesitation, and I think the fact that I've already had one session personally with Kelly that my other generations were just like, yeah, okay, let's do it. Because they'd already kind of known what that was like to work on another issue. So I think that was really interesting. So for people just kind of saying, what is this and how would it help and all that, you know, a part of it I think is just allowing yourself to be in the process and just be in each moment that it's you know, going on. And it's really fascinating. It's a fascinating process. So I just am so excited for Kelly to be, you know, putting this out into the world. And, boy, we've had all different ethnic groups and stuff that we've talked about, just different ways that this can be really changing the earth. And I'm so glad that she's just in a place now where she's allowing herself to just move into this new thing. And, you know, yay, virus, it's helping me to be brave. Getting my work
yay.
Out in the world, yay.
Well, and brave, and really oh, crap, I don't have another choice, right? It's like, all right, you've narrowed my choices, so this makes it a little bit easier.
Well, and
yeah.
I think that's part of it, too, is just like, you know, if not this, what else? And, but, you know, and it's, and, I, you know, Kelly shared with me about how, you know, she's like she said, you know, it was when she was a child doing it around the dinner table. So it's been a very long process. And allowing it to finally come out in the world and have it be in a way that that you worked with it and have it to be where, you know, it could be user-friendly. How about that? We'll do a computer term on that and
yep.
have it be just something really amazing. So I want to step back a little bit because one thing, too, with this whole thing, because the show is called Wholeness and Stillness, and I'd love for us to talk about, you know, what is wholeness and what isn't wholeness? So I think that's a really good way of being able to kind of come full circle with the conversation.
So for me, when I am not being whole, I feel afraid, I feel scared, I feel like I'm having to work really hard and push the boulder up the hill every single time. When all of the parts of me feel integrated, I feel like I'm in the flow, and even if I'm scared, it's okay, because that scared part is still going to be wrapped up with the whole of my being, not pushed to the side trying to make it go away. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't make
perfect sense. Yeah. Because I think part of that could be the fact that people want to say that I'm anxious, but it could be excitement. I've never identified it that way before.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's okay to feel not positive, quote unquote.
Right,
mm-hmm.
because at this point, so far as I can tell, everything that we're feeling is coming up truly to be healed.
Yes.
And if we keep pushing it aside, we keep choosing halfness, as Amy said. When
mm-hmm.
we embrace that part of us that is scared or angry or unhappy or anxious or pick a word, and we embrace that part of ourselves and we love that part of ourselves, then we find that place of peace, we find that place of stillness, and we find that things just flow. But when we're not there, it feels like there are parts that are just kind of hanging out, like off bodies.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's like these different parts of us inside,
they're not connected.
Right? You know, that are not connected. And, you know, for me, how it makes sense is the amount that I'm healed to is the amount I can give and receive love.
Correct.
So you have people who are whatever, I'm just picking, you know, random numbers here, healed to 25%, they can give their 100% and receive their 100%, but it's only 25% of what they're capable of. So we're back to
correct.
Being whole, right? being able to live your authentic life and your highest self. How can you really do that if you're only working on 20% power?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say this. I know we're butting up on time here, but I have this sign in my office that is the perfect example for me of how I know when I'm not in wholeness, I'm in halfness or quarterness or whatever I'm at. It says I'm lost. I've gone to look for myself. If I return before I get back, please ask me to wait.
Exactly.
Because it's peachy.
It's peachy.
It's peachy. Yeah, yeah.
So
okay,
tomorrow,
Kelly, so your address
worldwide.
Again for people. It's Kellyland, right?
Kellyland. Uh-huh. Sort of like Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
I live in my own world. The number one and the number four at gmail.com.
Okay. Kellyland14@gmail.com. So again, and you know, this is just a free offering from her. That's just amazing. She will be having people, if they're interested, once they have experience with that, there's going to be a facilitator and practitioner trainings that will be happening. So really kind of getting in on the ground floor of this, that's going to be, I just feel like really exploding onto the planet and being something that's going to be just a game changer. Just a game changer.
Yep.
And what better time for
well,
it to be happening than
morning.
Now. So thank you, Kelly. That was awesome.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Amy.
Woo-hoo. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you for standing in your truth and doing it, even though you don't know exactly what you're doing. We honor that. And we
respect
that.
Well,
we
and
that.
This is such a good model for all the ways that all the newbies want to be out there and doing it. This is such a great model of, you know, I'm just going to trust something bigger than myself, and I'm going to label that I'm excited and it's going to be great and just take a step.
Absolutely. My song of the
week
is
all about
walk by faith.
Yeah, exactly. I said I walk by faith, yeah, not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So,
mm-hmm.
And so 1:30 tomorrow on Facebook with Kelly, and then at 2:00 on Thursday she'll be doing her expanded meditations for wellness and stillness. So it's all great. Okay, we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.